T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ron and Bob, are we all together? Everybody say hi.
Present and accounted for.
Hello, Joe. It's nice to be back with you.
It's Bob's birthday week, which is very special for all of us. And let's start with a little bit of Mr. Big Chest news. Two items. One, over the weekend, Jeremy Fowler reporting that Florida will not pursue the original burglary with battery charge against Antonio from the alleged assault on a truck driver near his home in Florida. And that one would have carried potentially a lengthy sentence. However, he still faces, not Jeremy, this is AB, he still faces felony burglary and misdemeanor battery charges. So his troubles are far from over, although there's some clarity. And now, 20 minutes ago, I see from Adam Schefter, quote, with his continued desire to return to the NFL this season, free agent wide receiver Antonio Brown has hired veteran agent Ed Wasilewski of EMG Sports to represent him, the agent told ESPN Monday. So first of all, good luck to Ed. And second of all, where does this story go, Ron?
Well, I guess we're going to let the legal system take its course, but as far as football goes, there's going to be, with this over them, all the other stuff aside, there's going to be a lengthy suspension here, and I still say I don't believe another team is going to assign them. I know you disagree, Joe, and that's fine, and you may turn out to be right, but this is just one more thing he doesn't need in his attempts to try to get back in the league. This is going to hurt him, I think, and he brought it on himself. There's no question about that, but this is going to hurt him. Bob?
Yeah, I'd say that if Alden Smith, after 4 years of all sorts of problems in his life, which still continue it to some degree more recently, he gets another chance by Dallas, then anything's possible. Although I would have a hard time bringing Antonio Brown on. I was using the example of the Cincinnati Bengals last week as a team that, you know, could use somebody there to complement. And they have some pretty good wide receivers, but if you're going to – the problem with anything you do, if you bring him in to a young quarterback like a Joe Burrow, and if he has an incentive-based contract, which I would imagine that's the only kind he's going to get, then he becomes a distraction. Because if he's not getting the balls to meet the incentive, he'll pout, he'll bring up issues, because you're not going to be able to change him. I don't care what he says about it. He is as – up and down as you can get with how he handles situations. So there is a suspension. He's 32. He's not getting any younger. He hasn't played. I think there's more risk than reward, even if he gets a really small contract with a lot of incentives. I think he could be problematic for a team.
Well, yes, that's an understatement. He could poison a team and poison their locker room. There's no doubt about that. But I think the good news for him in all this is that the most serious charge, at least in this matter, there's still the sexual misconduct accusations hanging over his head, correct? So in this matter, the most serious charge they basically threw out. Now, a felony is never a good thing, but at least he has some clarity there. And once the league makes a ruling, I remain absolutely convinced that a team would be crazy to give him a chance, but that one will. You mentioned Alden Smith. These charges, at least the sexual misconduct charges, were hanging over his head when the Saints brought him in, and Schefter reported they were ready to sign him, but they couldn't wait for the NFL. So it's not like the NFL's never going to rule on Antonio Brown. Once they do, I have to believe that somebody out there, Jerry Jones, perhaps, is at least going to give him a shot. In fact, I'll be stunned if one team doesn't give him a shot. I don't know if it'll happen this year. I feel very sorry for this man named Ed Wasilewski of EMG Sports because he's in for a wild ride. I can tell you that.
Here's Ron? The other thing, Joe and Ron. Here's the other thing. I find it deplorable that, you know, another thing that we're not even talking about is how he just went after his now fiance in that video of that moving truck coming up, and when he accused her of stealing a car, he was proud almost of the fact that he put her on Instagram, the whole thing live, calling her all sorts of names in front of those kids. I mean, that may not result in anything other than a reflection of what this guy is, even more so. And I won't ever overlook that. I hate to see that kind of stuff going on, and it makes you wonder about, you know, where it could lead in a relationship. So, and somehow they're back together again. But after that showing, I would have walked away and stayed away.
Well, Joe, I don't know what the timetable of this is. Somebody's going to have to sign him, and then the NFL rule. They can't suspend him now because he's not with the team. They can't come down with any punishment because he's out of the league. So some team is going to have to sign him, whether it's Dallas, or this is my understanding, or somebody else. Now, maybe through back channels you can get, hey, what kind of punishment is he looking for? Are we looking at for him? But you can't punish him until he signs with the team. He's out of the league. How do you punish somebody that isn't in the league?
Well, I imagine it would be a situation like Aldon Smith. He hasn't been in the league in 4 years. So I imagine the Cowboys got a pretty good idea from Roger Goodell as to what they were facing here, which is probably not much or nothing with Aldon Smith. And I would imagine a team could do that at some point with Antonio. It's not like they're going to blackball him from the league, I don't think, the NFL. Yeah, I would imagine it would be 4 games, something like that, no matter what comes of this. But, yeah, and as for what Bob said, of course, I mean, anybody who looked at that would be sickened by it and said, I don't want this guy anywhere near my team. I don't suppose I have to bring up the examples of Tyreek Hill and Greg Hardy and Aldon Smith, who was accused of biting a woman's arm, who was accused of yelling bomb in an airport, who was arrested for DUI multiple times, hit-and-run vandalism. Shall I go on? This is the NFL we're talking about. As long as Antonio Brown proves in a tryout somewhere, like he did in New Orleans, where he didn't drop a ball and looked unbelievable, according to every report, then some team will give him a call and say, bring him in. It's the NFL. I believe that anyway. Bob?
What?
Well, I was hoping not to believe that, but the more I see, the more I agree with you, that somebody will get desperate enough. And quite frankly, while all of these moves may be protested by people in those communities, of a team, whoever he signs with, once he starts producing on the field, it's pretty much all forgotten, which is, to me, a sad state of how things are in sports today, that you know, you'd be willing to put up with it as long as it's good. But it's the minute it doesn't provide points, touchdowns, and success for your team, then all of a sudden people will go the other way and want him out. So, I originally thought he'd never play again. And I'm still going to think that, but probably I'm wrong, and I would agree with you more, Joe.
Well, that's not the question. I don't think he's going to play again either. The question is whether a team will actually give him the opportunity. And let me clarify on Aldon Smith. Let me just clarify. He was arrested. Charges were later dropped after an airport incident in which he reportedly became belligerent with a TSA agent who alleged Smith claimed he was carrying a bomb. They couldn't determine how that whole thing went down, so charges were dropped in that situation. But his rap sheet is, I mean, it's longer than War and Peace, for God's sakes. And he hasn't played in a long time, and he's 30. And now he signs for a year and $4 million. And it sounds like he's just going to come back into the league. I don't know. Is he going to get a 2-game or 4-game suspension? It's hard to believe the Cowboys would sign him to a $4 million deal without at least some idea from Roger Goodell as to what the suspension might look like. And if I'm a team that wants to sign Antonio Brown, I would have to have that kind of clarity as well. And it might still take a while, given everything going on, Ron.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to stick to my belief that I don't think he'll ever play again. You're right. I mean, there has to be some back channel communication with the team. You know, if they're going to suspend him for 6 games, 8 games, you know, some team probably won't sign him then. If they know it might be four games, okay, maybe they will sign him. This is one of those cases where I don't believe, after everything he's been through, I've said all along that video that Bob mentioned is absolutely sickening and heartbreaking to see. If some team, and again, you're right, Joe, it's the NFL, you can help us win, we'll put up with anything. But try selling that to your fans. But the other side of that is, too, he catches his first touchdown pass, they'll be standing and cheering. I get that.
Yeah, I think we all agree that he's probably played his last NFL game. I don't think he's capable of holding a job. But I've seen way, way, way too much in the NFL to be. You certainly wouldn't be surprised, Ron, if a team called him in for a workout, would you?
No, and I guess I would be at this point. I mean, I guess if you're desperate, maybe you would, but I would still be surprised if anyone even gets to that far. I don't know what Schefter reported. I was not under the impression that New Orleans had any interest in signing him late last year. I think they were doing their due diligence. Maybe they did, but they had to know that if they signed him, he wasn't going to be able to play that year anyway. And then he, you know, blows that out of the water. They tell him not to show up with an entourage, and he shows up with an entourage. So I'm not sure New Orleans was ready to sign him, but if that's what Schefter reported, that's what he reported.
Yeah, that's what he reported, that he was great in the workout and they were ready to sign him, and they didn't have clarity from the NFL. So, and that was, what, December 28th? So as recently as that, you had a pretty good organization had him in for a workout. And, of course, he broke the rules. I mean, New England had him in after what he did to the Steelers. Oakland had him in after what he did to the Steelers. And New Orleans had him in after what he did to the Patriots and all the other stuff. So, I don't know, man. He could stay out of the league for a year, and a team would still give him a chance because he is who he is and he can still play. So let's move on to another NFL topic. And this was a pretty good story on ESPN about which players around the league, they picked one for every team, would be impacted the most by no offseason. And it certainly is looking like there will be no offseason workouts. And the other story I meant to get to today was finally getting some clarity on contracts in the NFL. And will guys get paid any portion of their contracts if there's no season, there's no off-season workouts? How does that work? Boston Globe did a great story on that I thought provided a lot of clarity. I'll tell you what they said. Coming up on Cook and Joe with Bob, you can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Shop all three locations at ShorkeyKia.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line at 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And for the latest news on the coronavirus, turn to News Radio 1020 KDKA. You can find KDK Radio at AM 1020, 93.7 HD2, or tell your smart speaker to play News Radio 1020 KDKA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.